Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Right. Keela, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're gonna turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Okay. I've been a little under the weather for the last couple of days, so if I don't get a note out, please forgive me. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has worked and made me whole. His love for me is life you go. For God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Just how you felt when Jesus washed your sins away. But since that day, that very hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has won and made me whole.
Thank you, Lord.
His love for me is life to go. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Amen.
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 Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank
real.
Thank you. Our Bible study is going to be done by Lorraine Jones.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God. Thank you for how you blessed us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our last night's rest and our morning rise. Father, we thank you for this very hour. Father, we thank you for being real in our soul, God. Thank you for being so real to us, God. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, we ask that you keep us covered under your blood. Bless the speaker of the teacher of the hour, Lord. Father, help her to bring out to us what you would have us to know, God. And Father, not only let us be hearers of the word, God, but let us be doers of your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory. All glory belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask these and the blessings. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue our lesson with Talking with God. But tonight our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, so we're going to turn it right over to him.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank God for Thursday night that he allowed us to come together. It's such a joy for us to come and hear the word together and pray together and share each other's testimonies and pray and then hear, share as each one walk through what they're walking through, just let them know that they're not walking through it by themselves, because we come together, we are part of God's family, and we just want to tell them thank you. Last week, we heard a little bit from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3:9-14, on a prayer that we can pray for others. And I thought there might have been a part two to that, but today, as I was reading in a devotional book, Our Daily Bread, and many of you may have that same book, but I was reading where this meteorologist in Mississippi had paused in the middle of his forecast and prayed because a storm was about to hit an area town and that was near them. And because of his prayer, he was thinking about the destruction, all the destruction that was going to come. And so we've seen all the destructions over the last several weeks, I'll say. It's probably been, a couple of months now? The devastation in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, because we've had two really bad hurricanes, and then not to mention the tornadoes that set down. And I felt like that I needed to revisit something that I had shared more than one time in the past, but I felt like that we needed to just look at it again, because I don't want to just be hearers of the word, but also to be doers of the word. And when I read that story, I said, I have to, again, go back and share with the Bible study group that we can speak to angry energy, and it has to obey. And the night, the scripture I wanted to share to confirm what it's saying is in the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, and also in John, chapter 14. And I won't be reading all the scriptures that I'm going to give you to write down. I just want to read a little bit, but so we can continue to sure have time to share everything we want to say tonight. But Mark, chapter 14, and the scriptures are from 35 through 41, but I just want to read three verses from the fourth chapter of Mark, but I want you to write it all down so you can go back and read it all, and then I want to read one verse from the of John. And in Mark it says, the verse 35, and the same day, and you, if you go back and read, starting up a little farther, it'll tell you what was going on that same day, but it took, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read it all, that the same day when the evening was calm, this is after Jesus had done some teaching and had sent the multitude away, he said to the disciples, "Let us pass over unto the other side." And skip down to 37. And there arose a great storm of wind. And I believe we can say that that's what a hurricane and a tornado come from or is made up of. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, ju- 39, and he arose. This is when after they woke him up, and Jesus arose. When it says he's talking about Jesus, he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And now, third, and down 41 says, verse 41, and and they, meaning the disciples, feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, when we go to John chapter 14, and we look at verse 12, and Jesus said, still talking to the disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, when to me, these scriptures are letting us know that if Jesus spoke to the wind and it said it was a great storm, if he spoke to it and it obeyed him,
yes.
When he tells us that we can, if we believe, we can do the same thing and even greater, I can't see one reason that we can't speak to the storm when it comes up, to the angry energy in the storm, which is the demonic portion of it, and commanded to go from the area that we're in, and that we, because it said that this young man prayed, and it said it was, I think, was it six words that he said, and they were, when he thought, it said he prayed, the meteorologist, I'm reading this is what came out of the book, the meteorologist in Mississippi went viral for uttering six words, simple words, yet profound words. They didn't say it was powerful words, they say profound, but I believe we can use the word powerful. When he paused in the middle of his forecast nationwide, or however many this it reached, and he paused in the middle of his forecast, and he said, these are the six words, dear Jesus, please help them, amen. Talk about the people that was about to get hit by the storm, and when it said, the viewers said later that because of that prayer, they were prompted to take cover, and they said the prayer may have helped save countless lives. Now, wouldn't you want to have that on your record?
Amen.
God has commanded us to pray. He has instructed us to pray.
Yes.
And it's without ceasing. So we are not out of order when we do it. And to pray and get that kind of result, I don't see why it's not something that we would want to do. And if a believer, he has been given us the authority to come against the wind, and that's what's causing the destruction, and that we have seen in the four states that have been some areas towed up. They don't think we'll ever be able to rebuild some areas. So if he says that we can do it and we can have the results that this young man had, but then I don't know why we wouldn't at least try it and see. And God has said we can try God. His word will always produce what he said it would.
Yes.
And if we can speak to the angry energy and it have to go, then we need to try it, because God never fail and he can't lie. Not that he don't lie, he can't. So if he said it, we need to know that we too can be like this young man in Mississippi And I didn't read the whole story, but and it may have to be a part two, because I knew we wouldn't be able to get it all in. But I did want to get the most important things in. So I said, if we can do what Jesus said, if we believe, we can speak to the energy.
Amen.
We have to obey us. We have been given that authority, and yes, we begin to operate. Because just think about it. Okay, and we would hear that the report that we were responsible for saving countless lives because we prayed. What do you think it looked like if we don't pray and we are responsible for the death of countless people? Mm-hmm. I believe if I had to see something on my record, I'd rather see that I was responsible for countless lives being saved, helping to save countless lives, yeah, opposed to saying that I was responsible for countless lives being lost because I didn't pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when we think serious about this thing, that maybe we will begin to understand that there is power in prayer.
Yeah.
And we have the word to back it up. Mm-hmm. And when we pray in faith, when we add faith to the word of our faith that he's given us, to his word that he's also given us, then we can see change come in situation and circumstances. And it's not just the storm, but whenever I said, I have to share this, because a lot of people think, well, okay, that's just something I'm saying. But I'm not the only one that knows. I'm not the only one that's operating in what Jesus said we could do. And I know that. But I don't have, they don't have my testimony, and I don't have theirs. But so I have to keep doing what I know that God has given us permission to do, because it is the blood of Jesus and my testimony is what allow me to be an overcomer. And
amen.
And for me, it's for every believer that operates in what God has said we could operate in, do what he said we could do, then you too can be an overcomer because you have a testimony. And if you don't, you have to, in order to have a testimony, you have to withstand a test. And yeah, the blood of Jesus takes care of the things that we can't do anything about, which is sin. But once sin is taken out of the way, then when we operate in faith, then the Father allows the Holy Spirit to make sure,
yes,
what we're asking for is going to come to pass. I don't,
yes,
know that, but I could get up and run around the room when I think about,
yes, God,
the power of the Holy Spirit can be,
yes,
in operation and bring about a change even to the hurricanes and tornadoes. We don't have to keep letting it be so destructive. And it's sad because a lot of us is operating in what we've been taught down through the years. And as we had the storm that hit in North Carolina, and one of tornado spawned from it and hit in Rocky Mount, the town of Rocky Mount, that tore up some things. I think 4 people lost their lives. And the sad thing was, on the national TV, one of the people that was a gentleman that was helping to clean up the area was walking, and they was talking to him, and he was walking with, you know, helping to gather up the trash and stuff. And he said, well, it's God's work, so there's nothing we can do but just clean up after. And that pulled at my heart. I said, that to me was so pitiful, because we are blaming God for something that he's not guilty of.
Right.
We are actually the one that's guilty, but we are blaming God. And I've said it many times, I can't see God giving us houses, cars, businesses, and then coming through and taking them away like we've seen it happen. And then knowing if we get another one, he has to replace it. He has to give it back to us. That to me doesn't make any sense unless unless we were at a place in time when God's wrath was upon us, and that was his way of releasing his wrath because of where we have been and what we've done and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that will ever come. I don't think that's the way God's gonna handle that. But I don't think this is what this is. I just believe because we don't know how to tell the enemy to go from our area and say it with the faith that God has given us and believing in our heart that because God said we could, that we can speak it and expect it to happen. And when we pray expecting change, then faith by the power of the Holy Spirit is going to bring forth and cause change to happen.
Yes.
I ask you, this blesses me because I said, Lord, I knew you told me that, and I knew I've seen it happen, but I believe there's a lot of people that don't yet believe it. So I said, I want to share this so that that many will know it's not just me that believe this, but apparently this young man in Mississippi also had to believe or he would not have prayed.
Amen. Amen.
To help those people that they were going to do it.
Yes.
That God was going to do it. The six words, it wasn't a long prayer, and we've talked about this many times. Your prayer does not have to be long and drawn out. It's not the number of words that you speak, but it's the faith behind the words that you are speaking.
Yes.
And the life that you are also living that allows God to step in and do by the power of the Holy Spirit what he has told us that he would do. And Jesus said, things that I do, and again, read the scripture because there's more to it than what I've just given you. And I'm going to go over them again. But he said that because of he going to the Father, we're going to be able to not only do what he did, but greater things than that. Let's be among those that even if it's only in heaven, that it will be on our record that we have helped to save countless lives.
Praise
and God responsible for countless lives lost.
Praise
our prayers can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And not only after we pray and we truly believe in our prayers, then we need to begin to praise God for sparing
yes.
the lives that would have been lost
yes.
if prayer had not been offered up.
Oh,
again,
I'm giving
scriptures. I pray that you read it and really get serious about doing what God has given us permission to do so we can see change in this season of our
Amen.
Life area. Again, the scripture is Mark 4:35-41, Philippians 4:6-7,
Philippians 4,
1 Thessalonians 5:17, but also John chapter 14, verses 12-18.
Thank you.
Thank God for Thursday
night, for the Thursday night family. Amen. Thank God. Back to you, Robert.
Thank you,
God. Thank you
for the word. Jesus. Our 32nd
second is going to
be coming from Jan.
Good evening,
everyone. Good evening. I was thinking about with everything that's going on in the world today and as we're going through different challenges, some are challenges of health, some are challenges of situations in your family or maybe on your job or through life. And I just wanted to remind everyone that we don't have to stress and we don't have to worry. We can always look to God and turn to him for peace in the midst of any situation that we're going through, and in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So just always remember, we don't have to worry and we don't have to stress. We can always look to God, and he will give us peace in any situation. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go ready into roll call. No, before we do roll call, let's open the line up and put the list up.
This is Lorraine. I'm asking for prayer for myself. I'm going through a situation there where they found fluid on my lungs on Monday. This coming up Monday, I got to go and get a heart monitor. So I'm asking for prayer because I know God can do anything but fail. And I'm not believing and I'm not accepting nothing that the doctor says was my heart not working. I'm believing God. So I'm just asking to help, you know, to pray with me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Brother Robert, as he was saying that, listening to Mother Richardson, bringing that word so sweet, the thought came in mind, the scripture that says, if you got faith as a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest seed there is, you can say to yonder mountain be removed over into the sea. So it's not God's fault, it's our fault.
Yes, it is.
I want to give a praise testimony for the young lady that Sister Francis requested prayer for. She was going in the hospital on Monday. She came out on yesterday, and she's doing fine. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hey, this is Lynn Little. I want to give a testimony. I went to Georgia to City of Hope, and the place, the report was still the same, but I'm believing God and trusting God for my healing.
Yeah.
I have breast cancer, lung, and bones. And I'm praising God for it, and I thank God for Thursday night Bible study, because without it, it helps.
Amen.
It helps going through.
Yes.
It helps me. I go Tuesday night, we go Sunday to church, but it helps us along the week to get through what we're going through.
Amen. And I had requested prayer for my nephew. They wasn't expecting for him to live, and he passed on yesterday at 4 p.m. So, Eric McNeil is his name. He's my nephew, my brother's son. So that he was the last one of those kids that went to be with the Lord. My main concern is that he had his heart right to be with the Lord.
Amen.
So to pray for the family. God makes no mistakes.
Good evening. I'm asking a prayer for Valerie Lockhart, my neighbor. They found a tumor on her brain, and just asking a prayer for her. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is my first time on. My name is Evelyn C. from Texas. Thank you. But I got on a little late because I'm not accustomed to coming on, but I got the meat of the word. And I'm so blessed that I have a testimony that today I had a biopsy, a thyroid biopsy, and it was benign. And as I told my friend, he did it again.
Amen.
And
he
did it again. Thank God. He did it again.
Glory to God.
He did it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
He did it.
Thank you, Lord.
He did it. Moving right along. Did I hear someone, I think it was Evelyn or someone that did it to the first time on the mic?
Yes, sir. It's Evelyn C. Hall, but I just go by Evelyn C. Give it again.
Oh, what? I like that.
Because 2 years ago, I had to have the biopsy on 3 nodules. And when they do the draw, they draw it 4-6 in each one. So it was 12 last time, 12-6. And it came, when they came out, even the doctor, she was excited and was dancing with me. And the lady who was assisting her was singing, because she could sing. And she was singing on demand any song I wanted, which was a blessing. And then today, the lady was moved on to another section. So the lady that was with me today, she said, I don't know. No, I can't sing. I said, yes, you can. Go ahead, baby. And guess what she sang? Jesus loved me. Yes, I know. For the Bible. Tell me so. And brought me on through. To God be the glory. What a blessing. And I'm excited to put this on my list. To start joining you all on Thursday night. For God be the glory.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to Bible study to roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Last week, if no mistake, we had 41 people on the line, and we thank God for you. Lee and Virginia. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Ricky and Willamette. Janet. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Ollie. Gloria.
Yeah.
Reverend Maddie.
Yeah.
Pastor Burwell.
Yeah.
Gracie. Sandra.
I'm here.
Here.
Denise. Maurice.
Here.
Deborah. Barbara.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson. Here. Lorraine. Here. Ken and Carla.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carla.
Here.
Charlotte. Renee. Angela.
Here.
Cynthia. Tim.
Here.
Tina.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Wanda. Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White. Fran. Valencia.
Here.
Lorraine. M. Lisa.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Here. Samari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Evelyn. Okay. Did I miss anyone?
Here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Back to you, Rob.
Linda.
Yes.
Linda. Did you get Janet?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hey, this is Chess. I came in late, but I'm here. turn over to Pastor Burwell. We're going to go ahead and announce it. Next week is going to be done by Minister Carlos Street. Our 32nd is going to be done by Portia Barnes. Okay. That said, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Burwell. Oh, one more announcement. For the Manicure Community, our annual meeting, Sunday, 8 p.m. Don't forget, Sunday, 8 p.m. Thank you, family. Amen. Okay, so we're going to turn it over to you for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again tonight, Lord, for another wonderful Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being our lawyer, God, in the courtroom for each one of us, God. More than a doctor, God, for us, God, for the healing of our bodies. We thank you for everything that you've done. We bless your name, God. We praise you for all that you've done for each one of us, God. Lord, continue to touch our bodies. Continue to keep us healed, God. Lord, remember all the requests tonight, God. Lord, they're looking to you for your help, God. Oh, God, you said by your stripes we are healed, God. Give us the faith to believe in your word, God, and trust that you can heal all manner of diseases. God, I thank you, God, for everything, God. Thank you for regulating our mind, keeping us in our right mind, God, keeping our heart together, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled. You told us to believe in you, God. Lord, yes, that you will go away and you will prepare a place for us, God. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done, God. The failure is not in you, God. But, Lord, help us to believe and trust you.
Yes,
you said, lean not to all our own understanding. You said, in all our ways, acknowledge you. And you shall direct our path. And I thank you tonight for what you've already done. Thank you for a beautiful day that you allow us to have, God. A day that we've never seen before, God. Lord, bless everyone that's on the line, God. Continue to give them strength, God. Lord, increase their faith, God, that they believe in you more and more and trust you, God. Lord, and trust your word, God, and believe in your word, God. Oh, God, and give us life, give us strength, God. And I thank you for it, God. Thank you for everything that you've done. God, watch over the children, God, as they go out tonight in the street, God. We ask your angels to protect them, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for what you've already done. Thank you for healing Sister Matt, God. Oh, God, and I thank you right now, God. Clear the lung of the lady that have fluid on her lung. God, you can do it, Jesus. Breast cancer, God. It's nothing too hard for you, God. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. God, continue to bless this Bible study. Bless everyone that's on the line, God. Supply their needs, God. Whatever their needs are, God. Lord, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to do as we meet each and every day, God. Order our steps, God. God, our mind, God, and keep us saved, God. Oh, God, help us to hold out, God, to the end and believe that you are well able, God, to take care of each one of us, God. We refute the devil in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, God, we have it done, Lord. Whatever you said, God, is going to be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. God, protect us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody will tonight. And with that said, we're going to say good night to everyone.
Look forward
to
it. Good night. Good night. God bless.
Bless.